Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, so the Democrats had some pretty strident responses to what happened yesterday as the White House announced a deal being cut with the Republicans, with Republican senators, for the maintenance of the Bush-era tax cuts, including those for the very rich, in return for, it seemed in part, an extension of unemployment benefits for at least 2 million Americans. Here's the president speaking.
I understand the desire for a fight. We're going to keep on having this battle. I will continue to fight. I'm itching for a fight on a whole range of issues. And I think the American people will be on my side on a whole bunch of these fights. And I'm happy to have that battle.
So what do congressmen believe, particularly progressive Democrats, believe about that? Here's Senator Tom Harkin talking to Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Jay, it's number 9.
You don't know what kind of deal you get until you've really go to the end. I've always had this saying, a good lawyer compromises on the courthouse steps, not back in the conference room. And we never got to the courthouse steps. We never got to the point where people really had to sit down and make a deal. I just think it was a bargain away too soon.
That was Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin talking to Todd Zwillick about his frustration over this deal cut with Republicans. We also spoke with Peter DeFazio yesterday, who was itching to talk to Todd. And Chris Van Hollen spoke with Todd Zwillick, but decided to join us on the program this morning. Congressman Chris Van Hollen represents Maryland's 8th Congressional District, on the line from his office in Washington. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Well, Congressman, with all due respect, the cynic in me makes me want to ask you right off the top here. You must be the most jilted feeling, kind of abandoned Democratic negotiator to have your president go off and make a deal with Mitch McConnell on these rich tax cuts that you've been campaigning against.
Well, of course, the House has made it very clear that we haven't signed on to this deal. I have very serious reservations. I think they could have cut a better deal, and especially serious reservations about the part of this deal where they provided a bonanza cut in the estate tax for the very wealthiest families in the country. And, you know, we've been talking about the taxes for millionaires and you know, people who are in the higher income areas. This was a effort to get breaks for estates up to $10 million. And so that obviously creates real problems. It didn't have to be part of this package, and it shouldn't be part of this package.
Is it possible it's a bargaining chip as we go forward in the Senate and the House towards a sort of full passage and a possible conference, that sort of thing?
Well, I don't know. Certainly from the perspective of the House, I think that that's the case. You know, the administration cut its deal. I assume that they're going to have to live with that with the Senate Republicans. But that deal does not bind other members of Congress.
We are talking about a lame duck session here, and there may be a limit to what you can actually get done here. But I'm just wondering, in your own sort of personal 8th district in Maryland, does this estate tax deal and the tax cuts being extended, does it make it harder for you in 2012 to run?
Well, I'm not thinking about 2012 and running and campaigning. I'm thinking about what is good policy, good economic policy, what is fair and balanced economic policy. And providing a $68 billion tax cut compared to current law over 2 years for about 39,000 estates in the country does not make sense, and it did not have to be in this particular package. So it certainly makes it much more difficult to accept this package, and that's why I think you're going to find it running in a great deal of turbulence in the House.
Well, you know, help me to understand how this turbulence thing works. And I'm not really looking for a soundbite here. We're talking with Congressman Chris Van Hollen. Now, as I understand it, you're one of the chief negotiators on the Democratic side to come up with a deal here. And last time I checked, Barack Obama is a Democrat. I mean, it sounds to me like you're sitting pretty close to him at the table. What do you say when something like this comes up?
Well, We made it very clear, I made it very clear, that the moving to what is known as the Senator Kyle estate tax legislation would be crossing a very bright line, that and they shouldn't go there. So that was clear. You know, they made another decision, and they have the right to do that. But as I've said, that decision doesn't find anybody in the House.
Well, it sounds like the decision they've made is just to wait you noisy Democrats out, get into the next session in January where the Republicans are in control, and just to blame it all on them. They don't really care what you're saying.
Well, you know, let's back up here a little bit, because I totally sympathize with the predicament that the president found himself in. I mean, after all, the House very recently passed tax relief for middle-income Americans, as well as a number of other provisions. And when they tried to take that bill up in the United States Senate, the Republicans blocked it and said, we won't support middle-class tax cuts until we get these breaks for the folks at the very, very top. And then they even voted down a proposal to say, well, this we will only apply the, you know, we won't touch income under $1 million. Republicans voted that down. So I'm not opposed to the notion that the president had to make some really tough decisions that a lot of us wouldn't like. The question is, did they get the best deal they could? And yeah, look, I was there at the table, and it's my view, based on those observations, that they could have cut a better deal. Simple as that.
Congressman, thanks so much for joining us. I hear the frustration in your voice. You know, I appreciate you allowing me to put you on the spot here. But as you say, there's more to this, and the whole deal may live to fight another day in this lame duck Congress. Congressman Chris Van Hollen is a Democrat representing Maryland's 8th Congressional District. Thanks so much, Congressman.